This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The Bird Show.
All right, I'm going to do something here that may be a little bit dangerous to you women listening right now. And this came up over the weekend. I was, I told you guys earlier, I went to the opening of the Buckhead W. Mm-hmm. And they had a great party there on Saturday night. And a Bird Show listener, a guy came up to me. And he's with a really attractive, I thought it was his girlfriend. You could just kind of, you know how like you're around some people and you could sort of feel a chemistry and you just assume that they're a couple? Well, I'm talking to both of them, and then she goes and talks to some other friends, and he says to me, you guys brought something up on the show a couple of weeks ago I got to talk to you about real quick. And I said, what's that? And he said, do you remember when you said something to the effect of, like, guys have this gear that women don't have to be in a relationship, a friend relationship with somebody, but you really have secrets or you have secret feelings for them?
Right.
You guys remember me telling you that?
But you said guys will wait around forever as a friend.
For a long time as a friend. He said he's in that situation right now. And the girl that he was with, they have been just friends for years, like 3 years. And he has seen her go through ups and downs and relationships and stuff like that and realized about a year and a half ago he had feelings for her. But she's still in a relationship with another guy. And he is holding on and waiting for the right opportunity to sort of let her know that I've been here for years and I want to be more than friends.
Okay.
And when I told you guys that guys have that gear, you said that's scary for women to hear because you want to believe that most of your guys, and in a lot of cases, most of your guy friends are truly your guy friends. Mm-hmm. But I would like to hear from the guys that have done this because I really do believe that this is a gear that most women don't have, that this is an exclusively a guy thing that we could pretend and we will put on the face just so we can be close to you guys and wait and wait and wait and sort of hide those feelings until the time opens up to where we can tell you, okay, I love you, and I have loved you for 2 years.
Usually that time comes at about 1 a.m.,
right.
And it's usually fueled by vodka and Red Bull.
Right.
And it usually comes out as all one word. I love you. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Huh? Excuse me, what?
Hold on, close your mouth between words.
And I wonder for the women, too, like, how long does it take for you to realize you have feelings for him? You know what I'm saying? Does the slow build work?
Or we could talk to the women that were friends with a guy for the longest, and then he finally told her, look, it's been 6 years or whatever, and I've just been pretending to be your friend. And it totally redefines your relationship at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So 404-741-Q100, what's that?
You can't go back.
You can't go back.
Right. Mm-mm. You can't go back to being friends after he confesses feelings.
But I've been that guy, man, and I held on. Diana Scott, just remember pretending to be her friend, and she'd call me up talking about all these problems she was having with her boyfriend, and I'd be there to confide in her and always trying to give her like good advice, just knowing, please, please dump him so maybe somehow, some way I got a chance. And holding on for like a year, longer.
See, and then us looking back on that feel like you weren't giving real advice over that last year. It was just manipulated so that you could get your way.
Why would a guy do that? That's shady.
I wasn't that smart. I just figured it would deteriorate by itself. Because I don't think guys can do that. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to let y'all know that girls do have that gear. It's just that when the guy starts dating someone else, that someone else will smell out the quote-unquote friend and point it out to the boyfriend and say, oh, no, you can't be friends with her anymore. She wants to be more than friends. Because the guys are just oblivious to it.
That's a good point, where if the girlfriend is being catty with one of the guy's girlfriends, you know, they suspect, I'm not going to bring up Wendy or Adam, but they suspect that, you know, there may be more there than just friendship.
It's only friends between me and Adam Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, no.
As far as you know.
No, well, I hope so.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you just never know.
I don't want to know. If he has feelings, just keep them inside, Adam. Keep them inside.
Hey, Katie, good morning.
That was as Southern as it comes. Keep it inside, Adam.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I was best friends with my husband for 6 years before we started dating. And I was dating other guys. He was dating other girls. We'd give each other advice. And finally, one day, I broke up with my boyfriend, and I told him. He said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Absolutely." And I could hear it in his voice, and I knew that I had him. I knew it. And then 6 years later, we got married, and we're expecting a child.
So, wow. You were the one that held on.
Both of us held on. I always knew it from the first day I met him that I was going to marry him. But I never told him because I wanted to know him as a man, not, you know, just as in a relationship.
Sure. What were you going to say, Melissa?
No, when she said I knew it as soon as I saw him, it just goes back to birds. Like, you know, how many times did you think that about other guys? But this time it worked out.
And
so
you never hear from those people.
Right.
99 out of 100 times, I think a woman thinks that on the first date and it doesn't work out. But you never tell your friends that.
That's right.
Good morning, Anthony. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm a sophomore, or I was a sophomore in high school, and I was dating a girl. And my older brother was dating a junior in my school. And we both broke up with the brother and sister. And I got together with my girlfriend's brother's girlfriend. Whoa. And we've been together for 2 years. And she just went to college this year, and now I'm a senior in high school. And we're still together, and I'm going to that college next year.
All right, so for 2 years you held on.
Yeah, I liked her for since I met her freshman year, and I liked her while I had my girlfriend for a whole year, and me and her brother's girlfriend became really good friends. They broke up, then I broke up with my girlfriend, and we got together.
Wow.
I need a flow chart.
It's too early on.
That's complicated. I can't figure that one out.
Hi, Q100.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. My current wife now. And I were best friends for 12 years.
Wow.
And we were neighbors. She was married. And we loved each other as friends. And she decided one day to ask me if we wanted to give it a shot. So we actually did. And dated for a few years and actually just got married January of 2007.
Was she married when she asked you if you wanted to give it a shot?
No, that was over.
Okay.
Did she tell you, though, that she had always sort of had feelings for you, but she couldn't do anything about it because she was married at the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she actually was constantly trying to hook me up with her friends, and it wound up, I have a wonderful life now. So.
It worked out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. And we are still best friends, and we got married on the beach at sunset down in the Bahamas.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm sure her ex-husband loves that story.
Good morning, Steven. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right. How long did you pretend to be
friends? Me and my best friend, we were met at work, and I was married, and she wasn't. And then she got married, and as I was going through my divorce, I just sort of, you know, put some distance there. And then she ended up getting divorced and then tracked me down. And we've been together for about 2.5 years, best friends. I mean, just it's worked out beautifully.
You will hold those feelings as long as you can if you know it's going to be at the end of the rainbow. Good morning, Kyle. You'll be the last call on this. Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? I used to date this girl about 2 years ago for about 3 months. And right when it first started getting serious, she kind of freaked out and decided she didn't want to go out with me, but she still wanted to be friends. And so, for like the last year and a half or so, I've kind of just been sticking along as the best friend, and I don't know, it kind of sucks.
You think she's going to come around?
Yeah, she says she loves me more than anything. Like, she has strong feelings for me, but she just said she don't think that. She thinks I can do better than her, but I don't know. I really love her.
She's trying to be nice.
Yeah, that's an excuse right there. She thinks you can do better than her.
Yeah, she is. But she has no problem spending my money, though. But
that's your problem.
Yeah, no, that is my problem. But I like y'all's show, man. Keep going. It's a good show.
Thanks. Do you feel like she's using you?
Excuse me?
Do you feel like she's using you and using the fact that you're into her to her advantage?
Yeah, definitely. That's how I feel. I mean, she tells me she's not doing that, but I don't know.
Why don't you cut her off today? See how long she lasts. See how strong that friendship is. Tell her, you know what? No more cash for you.
Huh. I mean, it's not that I give her cash. I just have a hard time telling her no or anything. But Yeah, I'll give that a try. I'll see how long I can last.
She's leeching off of you right now, but you know it at least.
Exactly.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right,
bye. Oh, I feel bad.
He knows it, and he likes it.
She must
be really
hot.
I can't tell her no.
Keeps going back from her.
What'd you say? She must be really hot.
She must be really hot.
The Burt Show.
This is Chantel, and she is going to educate us because she just got an education, at least in one area, of infidelity.
Okay.
Code of Ethics of Infidelity. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
So you accidentally found yourself on a date with a married guy a couple days ago.
100% innocent, yeah.
How does that even happen?
I met him at a charity function, and then he emailed me and asked me to go out to lunch. I didn't really remember who he was when I first met him, so, you know, he claims he wears his ring, but the day we went out, he wasn't wearing it, ironically. So, you know, I met him for lunch, and it just kind of came up in conversation, like kind of 20 minutes into the date. 30 minutes into the date.
And did he like slip up and say something like "we," or did he straight up come out and say, "Look, you know,
no.
I'm married"? Right?
He was very honest about it, which is why I was so intrigued. Because normally, I mean, I would have just got up and left. Like, I don't have time for that kind of stuff, you know.
So he starts out talking about the date, and then just straight up says, "I'm married."
No, it was like 20 minutes into it, the conversation was good. You know, I was kind of like, you know, he was really nice. There was an overtone of arrogance to it. I will start by saying that, like, you know, he was pretty big-headed, I guess. But we started talking, and you know, he's like late 40s or so. And I asked him if he had children, and he, you know, goes on to talk about his children. He's kind of bragging about them, you know, like a good father does. And then he said, "You know, I'm married, right?" And I just kind of sat back, and I was like, no. He assumed that I knew that he was married.
Now, did he assume that because you guys had met before and he maybe thought that he covered that ground with you before?
I think so. Or he thought that maybe one of his friends mentioned it to me, or I don't know what he thought. But he acted like he thought that I knew he was married. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely did not know it because I never would have gone out with him.
And so you're out on this date with this guy, and he tells right? you that. And then there's the shocking code of ethics part of this whole thing.
Pretty funny because he said, "You know, I'm married, right?" And I said, "No." And then I kind of sat back and crossed my arms because I was thinking, why, you know, I started, my first reaction was, okay, I'm going to get up and leave. But then I was so intrigued because he went on to tell me that he actually invited me to lunch to see if I was a fitting suitor for his mistress, like if I was going to be his mistress. And he actually used that word, mistress, which I thought was kind of funny.
So you were sort of on an interview. It was like an interview
date. Exactly. It was an interview. And I said, "Does your wife know I'm here?" And he was like, "No." And so he went in to tell me that he got busted for an affair 10 years ago. And that after the affair was out, it kind of, his marriage changed for the better, and it was great for 5 years. And then all of a sudden his wife lost interest in sex. So my response to that was, well, she's probably, you know, sleeping with someone else, you know, because if you haven't had sex in 5 years, he was like, no, I know that's not the case, yada, yada. So, you know, then I just kind of started to ask him questions. And at one point I sat back and I had my arms crossed and I was really intrigued by this. And he said, "I don't like your body language right now." And I was like, "I don't like the fact that you're married." So then he kind of said, you know, well, let me just tell you. He goes, "I'll be very upfront." He said, "I don't, you know, fool around on my mistress."
I don't fool around on my mistress.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have the energy to be husband, boyfriend, and player.
So, but he's okay with husband and boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what he said.
So he only has energy for two women is what he's saying, and he would be completely faithful to you.
Yes, he said he doesn't mess around on his mistress. Yeah, he would be completely faithful.
What was your response to that?
I was so intrigued. I kind of chuckled, and I said, you know, I've heard of guys like you, but I've never actually met one. And he didn't like that one bit. He goes, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "You should go on the radio."
It's like seeing an albino animal. I've often heard about an albino horse. I've never seen one.
Sasquatch.
It's beautiful.
He was very, like, forthcoming with his, you know, this is the way it is. I keep somebody on the side. And I was a little offended that he would think I would be that girl, I guess. But I think that there's, you know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, there's probably a lot of women out there that kind of dig this kind of thing.
So he was saying you that in essence that you should trust him because he can be loyal to you even though he is cheating on his wife. But you should trust him in this area.
Exactly. Mm. That I, you know, he's a good guy and he's a good father.
Stand-up guy, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I forgot. I actually asked him if he brought his mistress around his kids, and he said that he has in the past.
He has?
Yeah, he took him to a carnival and said, this is my friend, whoever. I mean, he didn't mention any names.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't believe that. You know, those kids are going to grow up thinking that that's just kind of like the norm.
I can't believe you started out this conversation saying there was a slight air of arrogance.
I know. You're right, I take that back. But he was really nice. I mean, you know, smart guy, whatever.
Do you think you'll see him again?
Absolutely not. In fact, I told him on the date, I said, you know, I can't see you anymore like this. And he said, well, how do you know I want to see you again? That's awfully presumptuous. And I told him, oh, I'm a presumptuous person.
Wow. That was kind of a bold statement on your part. I mean,
why'd you have to be so confident?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, think about it. There's all these women in Atlanta, and only one gets to be his mistress, and you're going to walk in there saying, oh, hey, it's me. What's up? I'm all that.
Chantel, you have really turned out to be an arrogant bitch.
Yeah. Maybe you need to put yourself in check.
Do you think that his wife is aware of what's going on and she's just okay with it?
He told me that he thinks that she has a clue, what he said, and that but she lives a very comfortable lifestyle, and you know, there's the kids, so that's why she probably sticks around.
Look, we've talked to 100 women like this, right? That say that they know that their husbands are out there doing what they're going to do, but they turn the other cheek because they are trying to keep it together for the family, and there are financial reasons also for keeping it together.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to know he's pretty well to do. He has a high profile job.
Hey, Jade. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. How are you?
Hola.
I think it would be hysterical to set this guy up and have his wife walk in and just totally bust him.
I don't know if I want to be responsible for that.
No, you don't. Not with what he does.
No, really? He's like a high-powered dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and there's children involved, too. Yeah. And you never know what their arrangement is. She may be well aware of what he's doing because women aren't stupid. She's not stupid. And if she and her husband haven't slept together in 5 years.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Right.
She's not stupid, and guys aren't that smart. Like, they're not as stealth as they think.
They are not as stealth. And I also think that your first comment, Chantel, is like the wife is probably sleeping with someone else, too.
Right.
I mean,
he was naive. He didn't think that was possible.
Not. Well,
are there people listening right now that really think that you guys are in relationships with each other and you've gone longer than a year without sex with each other and it's not sort of assumed that you're having sex with other people?
Oh, I mean, Oprah just did a whole show on sexless marriages. I mean, there's plenty of people who are married with each other and completely functioning as roommates. We've talked about that on our show before.
But when you say a sexless marriage, you're talking about sex with each other. Most of those people that are in sexless marriages, I'm assuming, are having sex with other people.
Right.
Maybe not. I mean, I blacklight the rug under the guy's computer.
Ew. Yeah, thanks, Chantel. Bye.
Just being real.
The Bert Show.
This is,
I mean, because this is a bold statement. Jeff emailed me and he said he's got somebody crazier than this lady.
It always makes me take a jump back.
This woman, I'm not even going to set it up at all other than to say where this begins is where the audio that I got began. So I don't know what happens at the start of it, but kind of listening. And this is edited down. The call that you're going to hear that I think I got down to 3.5-ish was actually about 9 minutes long. So this is about a third of it.
Okay.
And it was just as crazy throughout the whole thing. And hopefully I didn't edit this out. Hopefully you'll be able to deduce it from this as well. But she's obviously calling to complain because she has been contacted by telemarketers.
Okay.
And she's very upset and she's threatening police action and legal action and bodily harm should these calls continue.
Okay.
So I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name.
Oh.
And believe me, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls. But it doesn't matter what state is illegal. You're arrested. You're a hater. Her life is right. I need your first and last name.
Oh.
The police are listening.
Okay. My name's Alan.
What's your last name?
I don't give my last name.
You called my house, Alex.
Oh, jeez.
Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Okay, so what?
I was a week early. What? Listening in on this.
You okay,
yeah, I'm calling
Alex, I need to know, what is your tax number? We will find out who all your female relatives are, and they will never, ever be off any list. Do you understand?
What?
We will find out who, like, Alex is. All of your female relatives. And then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused by your telemarketing. You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. People have hernias that rupture. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. Because if you are worse than any terrorist, and we will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police.
That sounds like
you'll be on your phone will never stop ringing. Your taxes will be audited, and your children's teachers will know what you have done.
Are you sure?
You are a life destroyer. You are a terrorist. You are a murderer. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there will be charges brought.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Yeah, it's a threat. It's a legal threat. Compared to what you've done to us. Now, your family, any of them, if we find, will never, ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number, ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Sure.
They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yeah.
You're lying, you son of a bitch.
Whoa.
So you're saying that if where you live, the phone never stops ringing and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this tape in court someday, ma'am.
So you're saying your phone never stops ringing and your family doesn't care?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Well, Silence. Your wife will leave you, believe me.
I'm
what?
Not married.
We cannot win. You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq. You what? Are an abuser. You are a hater, murderer, sadist.
I understand.
I'll find out who the Alex is, who works. All of the Alex that work for your company. You will all be audited, and if that's, and be on every phone list, and if that's a threat, what are you doing, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruined their lives. You ruined homes. Nasty. Nasty.
It's like the Exorcist. Wow.
Wow.
Life destroyer.
Woo-hoo! I really want to hear the beginning of that call, because half the fun is listening to them just start
to ramp
taking
up.
Off, like on the crazy plane. Wow.
That is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She really might be mentally ill.
That is nuts.
I still think...
One call too many.
The toughest job that you can have in this country is customer service.
Oh, telemarketer.
Telemarketer,
calling
customer service like that.
Calling people at home. Oh.
But don't you think that right there is like Christmas morning if you work in the office? Like, don't you think you gather everyone around the cube and you play that back after it's called? And then for the rest of your career at that company, your nickname is Life Destroyer.
Serious.
You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life. You are a murderer. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man.
Good God.
Wow. Off the wagon. Easy.
We need to get the first part of that call. We need to find out exactly what happened.
I think it's
going to
be the same thing as Pay It Lady. We'll never be able to track her down.
Dang. It's 7:30
and I ain't calling
right
her if we do.
No. Me neither. Good morning, Dee. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a manager in a call center, and I'm dying laughing at this call.
You actually sound like you could be her.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, not. I mean, you don't sound crazy, but like your voice sounds like her.
I promise I'm not her.
You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life.
Say that for me.
No.
Oh, my God.
Say you hurt people for a living.
I am not.
If you say you hurt people for a living, you ruin lives, and I will put this audio up online for 24 hours for you because I know that's what you're calling for.
What did you say? You hurt people for a living?
You hurt people for a living. You ruin lives.
You hurt people for a living. You ruin lives.
You hurt people for a living. You ruin their life.
Oh, my God.
I think you're right.
Could be her.
I can't think of a tougher job than what you have.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. It feels this every day. But that one really takes it. So if you would put that online so that I could play that for my team today, I would appreciate it so much.
How many times during a week do you gather everybody around to listen together to the recording of a call you just took?
We have never had anything like that.
That's a special one right there.
That really is.
I swear, that is the best. I mean, I'm driving and I'm just crying, laughing, like, oh my gosh, my team is going to die. You guys are the best. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Dee. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was her.
You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life.
Hey, The Bird Show.